Welcome to the Jungle, the opening track off the biggest selling debut album of all time, Appetite for Destruction by Guns N' Roses, which we are playing in its entirety for Vinyl Selection this Saturday, and I appreciate you making us a part of it. My name is Ricky Aaron. I'll be taking you through it with all the backstory behind it and all the trials and tribulations that seem to come with every great record, including this one, man. Started recording it. Actually, Guns N' Roses signed, probably the best place to start this off, with Geffen Records in March 26, 1986. Given an initial payment, I think it was $250,000 they signed for. They pretty much all spent immediately, even at least the initial payment. Nobody, man, could have imagined that less than 3 years later, they would be one of the biggest bands in the world. Definitely the biggest name in rock and roll. And this album would go on to smash records. Keeping it going, Night Train, Guns N' Roses. Night Train, 106.9 The Eagle. It is Vinyl Selection, spinning the entire Appetite for Destruction album by Guns N' Roses. Now, you had these five guys. They were all wild cards. Axl Rose, guitarist Slash and Izzy Stradlin. You had bassist Duff McKagan and drummer Steven Adler. It wasn't easy to get signed for Guns N' Roses. You know, a lot of the business viewed them as a liability, which was understandable. The exception to that was Geffen Records and Tom Zutaut, who signed the band, not really knowing what he was getting himself into, but he was able to get them into the studio to do an EP called Live Like Suicide, which featured that song, Night Train. Now, after that, the sessions for writing Appetite, their debut album, didn't take long. Not only were they, you know, eager to get back in the studio, but a lot of the material they had already had from previous bands, and a lot of it was based off their own personal experiences with drugs. Keeping it going here, Out to Get Me, Guns N' Roses. Mr. Brownstone, a contribution of Slash, actually based off his troubles with heroin. Spinning the entire Appetite for Destruction album by Guns N' Roses for this Vinyl Selection. Appreciate you hanging out. After shuffling through producer, they finally were able to land on Mike Klink, who was able to get them in the studio. They started recording Appetite for Destruction in January of 87. Didn't take very long. They recorded the basic tracks in just a couple of weeks, did the overdubs, and then Axl was able to do his vocals. And they wrapped it up, man, rather smoothly, minus a few hiccups here and there. Album afterwards got to a slow start. We'll talk more about it coming up here, Paradise City. Paradise City off the Appetite for Destruction album, Guns N' Roses, in its entirety for Vinyl Selection. Ricky, I'm with you. So they wrapped up recording Appetite in early 87. They hit the road. Problem with the album was it wasn't selling very well. The problem was MTV refused to play the video for Welcome to the Jungle, which is really what they needed. It got so bad that Geffen Records encouraged the band to stop touring, get back in the studio, and start doing your second album in record time. Like I said, the problem was MTV. They knew if they could just play Welcome to the Jungle, it would light this match. It would be the spark the band needed. Ultimately, that would happen, but not without some drama in between. Talk more about it coming up, but first, My Michelle, Guns N' Roses. Sweet Child of Mine, one of the highest chart toppers for Guns N' Roses, also up there, the opening track of the Appetite for Destruction album, Welcome to the Jungle, which I mentioned was the video that was really pivotal. They needed that video played on MTV. So David Geffen convinced the head of MTV to play the video, which he did at 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Once. That's all it took, man. They got so many requests that they ultimately continued to play it. Guns N' Roses became the face of MTV almost, and it made that Appetite for Destruction album the best-selling American debut of all time. Keep it going here. You're crazy. Anything Goes off the Appetite for Destruction album by Guns N' Roses, spinning it in its entirety, wrapping it up here for Vinyl Selection. It's the biggest selling debut album of all time, but not without the drama, as I've been talking about for the past hour. But probably, I would think most notably on the closing track involving Axl and Steven Adler's girlfriend. If you don't know the backstory behind this, they basically got a little intimate in the studio and it became an integral part of the song. This is the very edited version. I'm sorry about that. But if you'd like to know more about that backstory, you're going to have to search that for yourself. It's 106.9 The Eagle. Appreciate you hanging out. Vinyl Selection. We'll do it all over again next week. Keeping it going here. Wrapping up with Rocket Queen.